This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A state court has fined former Mesa County clerk and recorder Tina Peters more than $15,000 for campaign finance violations related to her reelection bid. The jury has begun deliberating in the trial of two officers charged in the death of Elijah McClain. Aurora Police Officer Randy Rodima and former officer Jason Rosenblatt face charges of manslaughter, second-degree assault, and negligent homicide. Dwayne Lyons is a prosecuting attorney for the state. He asked jurors to consider how much force police used during their violent encounter with McClain.
Sadly, in this case, whenever the defendants had an option to choose to de-escalate or to choose violence, they chose to escalate and to choose violence. They chose to see violence where there was none, and they chose to use violence instead of de-escalating.
It's unclear how long the jury will take to decide the fate of the two officers. Colorado Senator John Hickenlooper is sponsoring a bipartisan bill to protect companies' payrolls in the event their bank goes belly up. CPR's Megan Verley reports the bipartisan bill was inspired by the failure of Silicon Valley Bank.
The bill would provide up to $10 million worth of deposit insurance for the types of accounts businesses usually use for their payroll and operating expenses. It would also allow the existing $250,000 deposit insurance program to increase regularly based on inflation. The collapse of Silicon Valley Bank in March left many of the companies who banked there wondering how they would pay employees and meet their expenses. I'm Megan Verley, CPR News.
Find more at cpr.org.